Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm in trouble.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
Uh-oh.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
I'm Darren Copeland, and welcome to my experience. And like the number one thing you don't ever want to do in the radio business is eat something chewy right before you're going to go on to do your show. And of all the things that are chewy, Big Hunks are probably at the top of that list.
I'm honestly still surprised they sell those things.
Big Fuzz, everybody.
Hello.
Well, I mean, they're great, but now I feel like a dog. I'm just with peanut butter in the mouth. I just need to go on like, wow. You know, two days ago. Hey, you know, we were preempted yesterday, and that always happens. That happens for CSU, but only if they win. Only if they win.
Did they win?
They did win, so that's okay.
All right.
But if they don't win, we just might preempt back. I'm just saying.
They got to hold up their end of the bargain.
They do. And so far they have. It seems to be. But, you know, if you would join us on Monday, you know, I was a little crotchety, a little cranky. And, you know, after a day of reflection, you know, I figured out what our problem was. And we can talk about it here off the top. You don't have to go. The whole problem that I have here, thank you, is football's gone.
Ugh. I know.
There's no more football.
No.
We're screwed.
And it's depressing because, you know, fantasy football goes down. And, you know, the draft is not for a while, so people don't care. And the only news coming out of camps is they're just retiring. Or saying they're going to retire, threatened to retire.
Wait, who's retiring?
Ben Roethlisberger said he might retire.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I think he'll probably play, but it's possible. It's possible Carson Palmer may retire.
Well, no, I get that.
Well,
I mean, he's not good.
Carson Palmer?
Yeah.
Not good?
He's not good.
What?
He's not good.
How do you say that?
Because he's not good.
Their offense was among the top 10 in all of NFL the last couple of years. When he's not in, last year they were the favorite to win the Super Bowl until they got hurt. Until he got hurt.
He's not good.
Okay.
I mean, I look at the guy, and he, you know what it is? He turns the ball over at inopportune times. He's kind of like a halfway gunslinger. Like Brett Favre and John Elway were gunslingers. So you could excuse some of their turnovers. But it's like Carson Palmer wants to be half Kyle Orton and half Brett Favre, and you just can't do that.
I'm not sure he wants to be half Kyle Orton of anything.
I think he does. I think he wants to.
No.
He views himself as some kind of
no,
game
I don't
manager.
Want to be Kyle Orton of anything.
Nobody wants to be the Kyle Orton of anything.
I mean, really?
He was awful. Oh, to this day, I still don't like the guy. And people are like, oh, he's fine. He's a nice guy. I'm like, I don't care. He's a terrible quarterback.
Kyle, is there? See, I still got that thing stuck in my head. Big Hunk.
You got an Orton
wow,
stuck
my
in your throat.
Goodness. No, that's still like, see, there it is. Squirrel, blop, there it went. What were we talking about?
We were talking Sorry. About retiring, and there's no football.
Jeez, I can retire. There's no football. I had a good point, man, and it's gone. Well, I had a good I had a good point. You distracted me.
I didn't distract you.
You distracted me.
Talk about why
there's... said Carson Palmer was terrible, and the next thing I knew, I couldn't see straight. All I heard was squirrel, and I'm looking at a bright light. My watch is 15 minutes back. Are you sure I wasn't abducted by aliens?
No.
Adopted by aliens was what I was going to say, see?
No, they...
More likely.
You were talking about Ben Roethlisberger said he might retire, and then okay,
Carson Palmer. And you said he's not good.
He's not good.
I said last year they were good. And then they got not good because he was out.
Squirrel!
And then the Rockies went out and they picked up some offensive relief and they got some pitchers, too. Is there a problem?
I'm looking at you this way because I don't...
What? We were talking squirrel. Rockies. Well, the Nuggets again lost, and it's just unfortunate because... why are you laughing at me?
Because at this point...
I'm making a point about the Nuggets.
At this point, Alex is just running the show. He just says squirrel, and whenever that happens, you just jump to a different... It's like a time jump. You just
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just jump to a completely new topic.
I don't think that's true. Alex, is that true? You know, and then, to make matters worse, you know, San Diego's going to get the Raiders, possibly?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
That is terrible.
I know.
San Diego Raiders? Or we could call them the Satyrs.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? We're going to go see the Satyrs.
Oh, I hope they hope a goat man mascot. I know what everyone else was thinking. I thought...
not thinking goat man, but yes, they could have a goat man.
Why? Mascot. What were you thinking?
A Satyr. It's a Jewish thing.
Why do you have to take it racial, man?
I didn't. I'm just... It's a thing.
A satyr is a thing. It's a magical animal that's half goat, half man.
There are other... That's our satyr. There are other things that involve the satyr.
Do you know be really funny?
What?
If they had a bunch of satyrs, but they were fainting satyrs, and every time they score a touchdown or something and they got too loud, they'd start running around, and then they would just all fall down wherever they were.
The fainting satyrs.
You could have 11 of them. And it's like whenever they score a touchdown, they send them out in the middle of the field and then shoot a cannon off when they all just go, and then fall over. That would be spectacular.
I would watch that.
Everybody would watch that.
I would watch that.
That's the best halftime show this time of this side of monkeys riding dogs and roping and shepherding sheep.
I like that.
Which happened last year. You know, and the correlation is last year they did it, they didn't do it this year. And last year they won the Super Bowl, this year they did not. Therefore, monkeys riding dogs, herding sheep is causal to winning Super Bowls. I'm just saying that's what it is.
Well, I'll make a phone call to the Bolin family and John Elway and make sure that they have that on the schedule for next year.
They better. I mean, listen, you know, when you're running a first-class organization like the Broncos are, and everyone talks about how great the Broncos are, you know, you need to be, detail oriented down to the last speck of dust that it could possibly be. The real reason why the New England Patriots are so good is because Belichick takes nothing to chance. Takes nothing to chance. And it's the same way with the Broncos. They almost take nothing to chance. But if you're going to take nothing to chance, then take nothing to chance. Monkeys
On dogs,
herding sheep. I'm just saying.
Now I have an image that Belichick just has a basement full of caged monkeys and dogs, just in case he
they're
needs
not
to bring
his.
It up.
I mean, we're not paying him to do our halftime show.
No, but I mean, if it worked for us, it probably would work for them. Maybe they just do it during practice. They just have monkeys on dogs running around Brady.
Do I sound desperate right now? I feel a little desperate. I mean, I feel a little desperate because I want to be talking about football and there's just nothing to talk about.
No, I know. And it's the only thing we have to look forward to now is college basketball, more whining from LeBron, and golf.
What about baseball?
The Caribbean World Series was last weekend. They can talk about that. Oy, ayer.
And
Los Cities de Mundo de Caribia. Excelente! The finals were today. I don't know who won.
Venezuela. There's baseball.
Sí, es baseball.
Baseball.
Sí. Si tú quieres llamar la programa, el programa, llámame a 303-831-1390. 40, okay?
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.